Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 3rd. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. A woman has been arrested and accused of planting drugs for inmates to smuggle into prison. A 31-year-old suspect is accused of leaving marijuana, tobacco, and other contraband at a rest stop for inmates working on a litter crew. She was charged Monday with distribution. Correction officers at McDougal Correctional Institution listened to recorded conversations with the suspect and an inmate, discovering the next drop would be June 21st. Officers discovered the package and arrested her. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control has confirmed another hepatitis A exposure at a restaurant, this time in Kershaw County. Customers who ate at the Huddle House on West DeKalb in Camden between June 14th and June 28th may have been exposed to the virus. On June 28th, DHEC was notified that an employee of the restaurant tested positive for hepatitis A. The agency is working with the restaurant to investigate possible exposures and to provide guidance for preventive treatment for anyone who may be affected. The National Weather Service has declared a Code Orange air quality alert for ozone for most of the state. The alert, which is in effect until 8 tonight, means that unhealthy concentrations of ground-level ozone air pollution are likely. Those with lung disease, older adults, and children are especially at risk. Officials recommend reducing prolonged or heavy outdoor exertion, taking more breaks, and doing less intensive activities. The city of Rock Hill is expanding its water treatment facility and is asking its residents to help with water conservation. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
The city is hoping to reduce water use by about 5% over the next several months while it works on its filtration system. Some residents could see service affected by the construction, which is expected to last through summer. Summer is when water use is at its highest, but city officials say they're hoping residents will take it upon themselves to adopt some simple water conservation methods. Limit watering lawns to 2 days a week and not during peak sun or heat hours. Let the car stay a little dusty and leave the lawn a little long to trap in more moisture. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
An internet outage in the Charleston area had thousands without access for more than 12 hours. According to the Post and Courier, the outage occurred around midday yesterday and is likely due to a damaged fiber optic cable. The outage had phone lines down in the town of Kiowa. A spokesman for one of the national telecommunications companies involved confirmed there was a potential fiber cut affecting the Sheldon, South Carolina, and Morrisville, North Carolina areas as well. But the spokesman said it's not clear where the actual cut occurred. About 30 demonstrators gathered outside of Senator Lindsey Graham's office in Rock Hill yesterday. They were there to protest conditions at immigrant detention centers near the U.S.-Mexico border. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
The demonstration was organized as an offshoot of several national advocacy groups looking to see ICE detention camps closed down. Protesters held signs and chanted slogans encouraging a more welcoming attitude toward immigrants from the Trump administration. The demonstration was held in front of Senator Lindsey Graham's office in Rock Hill. Graham has been a major supporter of President Trump's. A statement from Graham's office did not address the protest itself, but did cite a recent statement the senator made following the death of a father and daughter who were trying to cross the Rio Grande River. In it, Graham said he would prefer to see asylum claims made in a migrant's home country rather than see someone risk life by attempting to get into the United States by making a dangerous trip. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
There's a new resident at the Greenville Zoo. Autumn, a female Maasai giraffe, gave birth to a male calf who was up and walking within his first hour in the world and was nursing just a few hours later. Greenville Zoo Director Jeff Bullock says the calf will likely have access to the giraffe exhibit today, with Autumn by his side. The zoo will provide regular updates on its Facebook page to let the public know when the calf will be on exhibit to the public and to watch him on their giraffe cam. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.